This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner.
They must leave tomorrow. They are in great danger. Surely not. The doctor, Lucy, they have committed no crimes against the Republic. They stand in peril of their lives. Believe me.
It will be the best of times. It will be the worst of times. As University of South Florida Theater and Dance presents an adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities.
My name's Edward Lewis, and I'm the director of A Tale of Two Cities.
Edward Lewis directs as part of USF's British International Theater Series, which, for almost 25 years, has brought leading theater figures from across the pond to Tampa.
When I heard what it was all about and all the people who've been involved with it in the past as well and the reputation it has, and the fact I got to spend, you know, January and February in Tampa when in London it's absolutely freezing at the moment, it was a huge pull.
So you need to be searching throughout the whole room for ideas and thoughts and and how you're going to piece this thing together.
The 26-year-old Lewis served as assistant director of the play's debut run at the Royal Theatre in Northampton, England last year, but he says they're doing things a little differently here.
We're not doing accents. We're doing a slightly different set design and approaching it in a slightly different way because we believe that we want the story to be as immediately relevant to our audience as possible.
My name's Cliff Kelly, and I'll be playing Sidney Carden in our production of Tale of Two Cities.
Freshman Cliff Kelly is making his USF debut. He's happy to be working with someone with Lewis's experience with this play.
Having someone who is involved in that first production is really helpful because he's sort of able to give insight on how the writer and director of the original production wanted to do things and how we're going to do things differently or similar. It's always good to have that sort of source material there.
I'm Anthony Santinello, and I am playing both Stryver and Jarvis Laurie.
Speaking of source material, junior Anthony Santinello is a huge fan of Dickens, but he admits that such admiration comes with a price.
You can love a material, and that means that it's going to come easy to you. You're going to be able to work with it better. You're not going to get frustrated with the work. But then there's an added pressure to do the material justice.
Many of them, only the timorous sort, naturally, have fled to London. It's well known among them you're a disgrace to your class.
My name's not known in London.
You think so, do you?
I'm Selena Fry, and I'm playing a judge. I play the Marquis Saint-Evremond. I play a French aristocrat and a president in the French courts.
Senior Selena Fry is facing a double challenge. She's playing four different roles, and they're all men.
So it's about making choices, but not for the sake of choices. That choices all have to be grounded and help the story and don't pull focus or change the story in any way, but also to create distinction so the audience can understand where we're going. And I didn't just, you know, leave a scene and now I'm appearing and I'm not the same person.
I'll have you from that door! Citizen! Citizen!
The play is heavy with action, including a number of fight scenes and a violent carriage crash, so a second British artist was brought in to help out.
My name is Johnny Reardon, and I'm the movement director for A Tale of Two Cities.
Reardon explains that a movement director, common in British theatre, is like a choreographer, but of more than just dancing.
I deal with the physicality of the actors, but especially with regards to our show, it's about bringing a sort of epic scale of it to life. We kind of flipped between Paris and London in about 30 seconds, so I need to kind of present that in a creative, exciting way.
But beyond the fights and the flowing English language, Edward Lewis says the themes at the heart of the USF production of A Tale of Two Cities remain true to Dickens' original work.
Revolution is a part of the fabric of our society, and love is a part of who we are as humans. And so, with those themes in the play, we didn't want to distance our audience and make them feel like, okay, all of this happened in the 18th century a long, long time ago, and it's a lovely story, but it's not relevant to me today. So a huge amount of what we've been doing is to make that relevance resonate in our production.
A Tale of Two Cities runs February 19th through 22nd and 25th through 28th on USF's Tampa campus. For ticket information and to see video rehearsals, visit our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.